Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa!
Texas forever, my friend. Texas forever.
Hello! And welcome to another team profile and projection here on Talking Baseball. We are talking about the World Series champions, your Texas Rangers, voted third by the viewers at home. They won 90 games last year. They did not win the division, but I don't think they're upset about it because they won the whole damn thing. Man, Jake, this team, pretty good. Did they get better? Did they get worse?
You know, they added Trevor Plouffe's signing of last offseason with David Robertson to secure that bullpen that gave them some struggles last year. Again, they don't care because everything worked out. And Kirby Yates is back there. Jimmy's QB2. Tyler Molly might find his way on a mound at some point. They did a lot of their bidding the past couple free agencies and trade deadline. Who they lost? How about Mitch Garver? Going up north just to DH regularly. He was batting third in their World Series run. Roaldis Chapman honking horns for Pittsburgh. Will Smith getting jiggy with the Royals. Chris Stratton is gone. Martin Perez. Austin Hedges went to the Guard Dogs. Jordan Montgomery still a free agent as we record this. I know they'd like to have him back throwing that death ball. But as of now, he is not. Texas Rangers lineup, Trev. I think there's a lot of highs, a lot of youngs, a couple injuries. Where are we at?
I love me some Texas baseball. I've always said that. I've always been a big fan of this Rangers organization, and the things they've done in the last couple of years have been awesome. The lineup, let me tell you, boys, is great, even with a few little injuries that have gotten them during spring training. Marcus Semien, who has played every single game for the last 5 years. I freaking love that so much about this guy. He'll be at the top playing second base. Corey Seager, who I don't believe has played in a spring training game yet, but they believe he will be. They're cautiously optimistic about opening day. We're going to put him in there at shortstop. How about that? The guy's an absolute banger. Wyatt Langford, he's not going to bat third in the lineup to start. I know what he's been doing in spring training, people. He's going to be in there somewhere, which is awesome to see. Adolis Garcia will be in right field, hosing people with that hose, and he'll freaking also hit some homers for you. Evan Carter, my guy from Elizabethton, Tennessee. Him and Morgan Wallen and me, we used to hang out back in the day, catching trout in the stream behind the field there, playing for the Elizabethton Twins. He'll be in left field. Jonah Heim, my guy behind the plate. Josh Jung also got hurt in spring training, a little calf issue. I've been there, bro. You'll be all right. He'll be there at third base, that big old neck of his. First base, usually our guy Nate Lowe, early settler Nate Lowe, till my land and date Jake's daughter. Ooh. He's not going to be there to start the season, so Justin Foscue, young guy, will be taking over. He kind of plays everywhere, but first base is fine for now. And then in center field, Leody Tavares will be manning and doing his thing there. On the bench, Ezekiel Duran, Travis Jankowski, Andrew Kisner, the backup catcher, and utility guy Josh Smith. They brought in some guys, Matt Duffy, old school baseball player. I like that for them. He's there. So the lineup is great. They have some depth if they have some injuries. We know this team banks. James, tell us about the bullpen or the rotation in the bullpen, please.
Yes, I can do both. Evaldi's getting the pill on opening day. John Gray, he's there. Andrew Heaney, he had some wins and some outings. Dane Dunning. Cody Bradford. But on the IL, you got Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom. Tyler Molly as well. So that's where the real names are. Closer, Jose Leclerc, David Robertson. They picked him up. Kirby Yates, Danny Duffy. So they did a lot to get bullpen, which is also what they did halfway through the year last year. Josh Spores, Brock Burke, Grant Anderson, and Mark Church. I know that all those names are kind of funny. A lot of them were there, helped them get there, but they still don't, to me, like, just sound like, oh, shit, that's good. Good. That's all good. This team, I think it's about the lineup and what the pitching can do in the postseason. Eovaldi's pretty good. The lineup's crazy. The fact that this kid is going to break camp and be their DH at 22 years old is stupid.
He is the 15th ranked prospect in all of baseball. He has been crushing. I watched some of his at-bats, simple kind of swing from the right side, pop. I'd like to see it. We're giving young guys a chance all over the field nowadays. Like, I'm in for it, man. And this is the team's MO. Almost as much as Philly is like, bro, we bang. That's what we do. The Rangers, that's the same way they approach the game of baseball. We are going to hit the crap out of the ball, and everything else will just fall into place. Second in average last year, third in OBP, third in OPS, third in runs, third in homers. This team banks.
Yeah, it's funny looking at Fangraphs right now without Seager in the lineup because he's going to start on the IL like you mentioned.
They're not sure of that. They're cautiously optimistic about Seager. Lowe is on the IL.
Currently without those two in the lineup, it does look a lot different. And it's like, wow, how much are they going to have to lean on Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford, who Evan Carter, obviously won everyone's hearts and looked like he's the next big thing cooking out of that part of Tennessee, like yourself and Noah Kahn or whatever. But I'm interested to see. I don't know, man. As I've been looking at the teams on paper, as we do, and that doesn't matter coming off in October where they just won it all.
Where are you going with this? I can't wait.
These Rangers, I don't know. On paper, like just looking at the Phillies who popped a little bit. I don't know. I'm not feeling the Texas Rangers love as much as I have been some of these other elite teams.
Have you thought about what? Mark Church?
I did think about Mark Church when you said it.
Okay.
Why? Is it not brand names? Like, there's some brand names here, bro.
I love Marcus Semien. Corey Seager, when he was out there last year, he basically was the AL MVP. And he's gotten banged up through the years, but he played more than enough games last year and got there. I love Adolis. I think he put up a 39 burger last year, home run wise. And Leody Tavares was underrated too. So I don't know. I guess as I'm looking at the lineup currently, you're banking on a lot of young guys. I don't know. They're young guys that are either huge prospects or they've shown me a little bit between your Zeke Durans and guys like that. But I don't know, because the other half of it is the pitching, like Jimmy mentioned at the end. They're big-name talent on that end. I think three of their top five starters are starting the season on the IL, but that takes some mental gymnastics too. Because technically the four starting pitchers that threw the most innings for them last year are currently listed in the rotation. So then are you looking at Scherzer, DeGrom, Molly as reinforcements potentially for later this year? So I don't know. Just a little bit of mental gymnastics with this team right now. I guess, and I'm comparing that to a team like the Phillies where we looked at everything basically from last October and said, okay, they're going to run back the same brand of Philly baseball we've seen a couple years, where I wonder how much of this team's season is dictated off of Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford, who, if they play as the top six prospects in baseball they are, that maybe the ceiling for this team is crazy. If they end up having some rookie bumps in the road, what does that mean in a division with Houston and Seattle?
The offense is there for me. I don't know why, but Evan Carter came up and He was fun to watch for a little bit. Adolis Garcia is crazy. Like, I don't know. I think this team, they would have to be awful to not be in the playoff hunt. And I like them come postseason, especially if they get all those guys back. So I feel like it's survive the World Series hangover. Don't lose out on positioning for the postseason in the first half. And then when you get to after the break, make any changes you need, get healthy, get back. Like, don't rush these pitchers back because I don't think they have a full season in them before getting hurt again. And just get to that postseason. And if they get in and then they get those arms and that lineup, I think they're a force. I mean, this was the first time in a while we've seen an offensive team just win. It's usually pitching and defense win you the World Series. And granted, their pitching did well. Their bullpen was a Bochy balancing act, which was like awesome job by him. Their offense just straight up won them games. They would have devastating innings. So they can't do that every single night, but they get into the playoffs, I think they're going to be tough again.
Yeah, I'll reiterate that about the offense. I mean, I think if you're looking at, even without Langford and Carter, which I believe we've seen enough of Carter to know that this guy's a big league hitter. Even without him, you got an above average offensive catcher in Jonah Heim. Then you've got Simeon and Seager and Jung, which is like maybe one of the best hitting infields in all of baseball. And you got Adolis out there. So like that, it's going to happen for them. And last year, the formula wasn't pitching in bullpen. Like they converted 46% of their saves last year. They could have won more games if they just had any sort of competence out of their bullpen, and it didn't matter. They swung their way into the playoffs. They swung their way to a World Series. Now, sure, like you said, Bochy did a great job paring the bullpen down. They had some pitching performances. I think that they're not in a perfect spot as a franchise. I guess that maybe they are in a perfect spot because they just won the World Series. Trev, nice fucking analysis. But, like, to start the season, yeah, they're not in a perfect spot. But I believe, like Jimmy just mentioned, like, they're going to get there. There's guys going to get healthy. And this has been an organization and a front office that has made moves. Like, I hope they don't stop that because they got a trophy. I hope they feel like, hey, that's the formula. Like, let's get to June, late June, see, like, what are our needs for sure and go address them. And then let's rock and roll. Like, that's what you want as a fan of a team. It's kind of what you want to see around the league happen. So I'm as much as I've been out on this Rangers organization, they get a new regime. They proved everybody wrong. Nobody was believing in what the Rangers were doing, dude. They weren't going out and spending $500 million on Seager and Simeon and being like, where's the pitching? They made it happen, dude. So like you kind of have to be believers now. And until they prove me otherwise, like this is a damn good baseball team.
So it's the pitching could be the flaw. Like if the IL guys, if Scherzer and DeGrom don't come back, just setbacks or just aren't there. And cause then like that Heaney, Dunning, Bradford, what did Dunning do last year? Because
Dunning threw like a bunch of innings, almost 178 innings. So he's gonna do it. I mean, John Gray and Eovaldi are gonna be who they're gonna be, and then they got Jack Leiter coming up. Like, is he gonna make an impact at some point this year? Those big old thighs of his, you can't wait to see those, Jake. I know it. And then who's available? Like this, like I said, like they're not afraid to go out and do it. I think they're banking on those guys. They gave some dang good prospects to bring those guys over from the Mets last year. So,
what are Rangers fans worried about? What are they excited about? They excited about the young guys or just doing it again?
Just doing it again, I think.
I hope their attendance increases again.
Okay.
That'd be nice. I think it jumped up before.
I think it's nice they address the team in an easy way. Bullpens are fluid. They're going to change throughout the year. But going out and getting a guy like David Robertson, I know it didn't work out in Miami the way it did the first half of the year for him. But he's a guy I'm always going to say, like, that's a easy, no-brainer. Bring this guy into your organization, put him in the bullpen. It's going to help you out. Kirby Yates, maybe not on the same level, I think, as Dave Robertson, but a guy that's going to help this bullpen out that struggled last year. So, you know, they've made some improvements in an area they needed to do it. And I think, yeah, they're just going to bank on getting some of those guys back healthy in the starting rotation. But the lineup to me is long, has depth, like can withstand a few injuries here and there. They showed it last year with Seager being out for, you know, more than, you know, 50 games. So it's, I'm a looking and I'm a like.
Okay. Attendance average last year, 31,000. That was up 7,000 from 2022. Globe Life Field capacity, 40,000. Are they packing? Are they packing the house?
In the H?
How much does Yankee Stadium hold?
Enough.
People still go. Yeah, I guess your question marks, and again, I'm picking apart just because, again, these are the elite teams that it's almost like where can the wheels fall off? Mitch Garver leaving does hurt. 87 games with an 870 OPS. Like, he was really good for them. You know, we talked about Wyatt Langford jumping in, and I don't know how quickly does it click for him. For some rookies, it's day one, Evan Carter. Others, it could take a little bit. And then I guess just some, like, I don't even want to say it because I he's got an argument for best hitter in the game, but Corey Seager did put together his best offensive season last year. He won dotted, where he's a career OPS in the high eight. So, hey, if that's the Texas Corey Seager that they've got, that's got two World Series MVP in the bags now, and that's who he is. But, man, he carried. Like, he finished second in the MVP playing 119 games. So, not even a shot fired at a guy who, you know, I think him and Freddie are my two best hitters in baseball. But it's hard to just pencil that season back in. Like, you know, if Corey Seager plays to his career numbers, 292, 361, 873, that's still like a decent size step back. But again, when these are the problems you're worried about, Texas is set up pretty good. I guess the tough West is spinning through my head too. Like, Seattle retooled decently, and they've got the pitching. Houston, you know, they're always there, and this Texas rivalry should be excited this year. So I guess it's just doing mental math of how much, who do you truly like in the West when it comes down to it? And, I mean, Texas kind of deserves to get the nod because they won the whole damn thing, and that's the goal. But that division was also so close last year that you feel like it's going to come down to a couple injuries here and there.
What if the Rangers' bullpen's better during the regular season? Because weren't they just awful last year?
Feels like that could be an easy fix.
They had 33 blown saves last year.
Yep. I mentioned converted 46% of save opportunities.
33 blown saves. Imagine, Jake, if they cut that in half.
What's half of 33? Go.
16.5.
Nice, Jimmy.
Nice. So then that would make them a 106 win team.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I mean, stuff like that makes you think, right? Yeah, you're going to get a little bit of, you know,
but my only to the mean. Yeah, but did they make their bullpen better? Like, are D-Rob and Yates going to be that much better? I love myself some D-Rob.
I mean, You just really never know. You can't. There's a few guys that are out there. Like, you know, they wanted to get Josh Hader. It didn't happen for them. There's a few guys like that out there that you know are 100% going to help you close out games. But you guys have both watched enough baseball where it's like, I don't know, some guy's going to click. Like, if you don't have one of those guys, you kind of have to ride the hot hand. I know that Bochy's already said Leclerc's our guy. He can do it. But you just got to figure out who's hot at that time. If you got like two or three guys you think you can go to, and they brought in Yates and Robertson, like, it's not even about the last three outs sometimes either. It's like, we got to get, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9. And if you bring in the depth, then it could happen. It's just, it's so hard to project bullpens. You just got to get your guys, got to get bodies in there with some swing and miss stuff and some guys that, you know, maybe you got a mixture of swing and miss stuff and guys that don't walk guys, and you mix and match throughout the year. So that's something that obviously they're looking to improve on. But if you're looking for like a one, you know, transaction solution to your pen, I mean, I guess it was Josh Hader and that's it.
And he went to division rival.
Yes.
So take all those wins and you lose them. Yeah, I don't know. It's always weird doing these. I think we stumbled into this with the Diamondbacks a little, where Jake and I were hot, and Trevor, you were like, I don't know, is it recency bias? And like I said, well, that's deserved. If you win, like, you should be taken a little more seriously, feared a little more because you just did it. And that's how I feel like with this Rangers team. Like, I just think they should be good because they won the World Series. But there's a lot of stuff that points like to that's not a given. It's very hard to repeat. The World Series hangover is pretty legit. And their pitching staff is weird. So, I don't know. Jake maybe talked me down into them being like the worst team in the whole West.
No, hold on.
It's okay to question things, especially before the season when we're – and I think you're right to say, what's up with the rotation? That's okay to say that. I will say last year, I mean, they struggled with some injuries and, you know, they weren't – I don't think anybody really had them winning the World Series at, you know, for sure at any given point last year. But looking at the results, I mean, they only played under 500 in July, and that was 11-13. Every other month was above a 519 winning percentage. Like, they kind of like quietly just got the job done, even though they were blowing games time after time. They bashed their way into the postseason and to become World Series champions. And that hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah, I guess because there's part of me that's wrestling my analytics because the offense is going to figure it out. Like, they've got too many options. Like, if one young guy clicks, the lineup's crazy, and I think that's going to happen. So, and you know I'm an offensive analytics binder. I guess for me, coming off of last season, you know, looking at their September was crazy. They went on a 4-game losing streak, which was they lost 6 out of 7. Then they won 6 in a row. Then they lost 4 in a row. Then they won another 6 in a row. That, I don't know, I kind of have them in the Phillies from last year bucket, that the regular season will be cool and all, but kind of like we're alluding to with, like, you know, when playoffs start sneaking up and we start looking at those final wild card spots or whoever's going to win the West or who's going to match up with who, and you start talking about the Texas Rangers and we've got Evan Carter, Wyatt Langford turn into in the lineup, and then it's, oh my, Scherzer's back and DeGrom's throwing. Like, I think, I guess I'm not super excited for early Texas Rangers baseball, but I'm pretty hyped for October Texas Rangers baseball because, man, the last two people you probably want to see in the box in the AL are Corey Seager and Adolis Garcia. Maybe Altuve with an assist.
You're done. I'll find you the schedule for these guys.
Schedule me.
Okay, and then you'll see. They open up versus the Cubs. Okay. You scared?
Where?
In Texas.
Oh, it's going to be hype. Rangers opening day is one of the bigger drinking events in the state, which is saying something. And coming off a World Series.
Is that true?
That place is going to be a zoo. Rangers opening day is one of the biggest parties in the world.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Okay, then they go to Tampa for 3.
Hate that for them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Coming off the biggest party in the world, you're in the trap.
They like it there. Then they go to Houston for 4. No, they host Houston for 4.
That's a follow-up
party. Opening to this season.
and this day, April 8th, is the Evan Carter ALCS catch bobblehead while the Astros are in town.
No way.
Then they host the Athletics.
Yeah, right.
And the 10th is World Series Replica Trophy Day. They got a lot of days because every Sunday is Ice Cream Sunday Day so far. Mm. Oh, shit. Then they go to Houston. So they have 7 games against Houston in the first 2 weeks of the season, basically.
Take the over. I don't like either team's early pitching. I love both their lineups.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the over-under for the Rangers. Then the Tigers, then the Braves, then the Mariners. So they got a tough early schedule, Jake.
Okay.
You think they're going to dig themselves a hole, bury themselves?
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't know. I guess one season of Texas Rangers, this new Texas Rangers, Chris Young, a fellow ball player, are running it. I don't know. It feels kind of bad. I don't know. There's like big Texas energy to this team. Like, they kind of survived last year, where at the end it was getting really weird. At one point they were out of the playoffs late to World Series champs. And it's like, I don't know. Baseball world's going to throw a ton of shit at you this year. Some young guy's going to struggle. Somebody's going to get hurt. And I do feel like they're built well to be there in October and be scary as hell in October. But I don't know if the division super matters to them.
Let me ask you one question before we get to the DraftKings portion.
That's fair. You can do that.
Who gives a you-know-what less, Adolis or Randy/Siri in Tampa?
See, it's just
Adolis doesn't care either.
It's just tricky because Jose Siri does not care.
So let's get him out of there, because let's go two former Cardinals, Randy and Adolis, who gives a shit less.
Hank Adolis.
He got the trophy.
Randy's got the cowboy boots. He's got the trophy. That sounds like a Cuban country song.
I was going to say they should just put Randy on the Rangers.
Might as well.
Right?
Trade deadline.
I don't think they need him.
Rays have to start paying him.
Okay. But it'd be fun to vision.
It'd be fun to have them do that together. Some Texas two-step, a couple Cubans.
And it'd be fun to go to the DraftKings Sportsbook, get in on all the action for fans headed to the ballpark, or even if you're not, if you're at home, get a little skin in the game. You bet $5, you'll get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Don't forget to use our code TALKIN. They've got their daily DraftKings fantasy stuff as well. You could win cash prizes there. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code TALKIN. Bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code TALKIN, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. What's the over-under? I'm scared.
It's 89.5, and I'm just going to start this by saying I'm going to take the over.
Feels right to take the over.
I expect this team to be in the playoffs. I expect the playoff benchmark to be like 85 games this year. I don't think this team's gonna sneak in. I think they're gonna go and they're gonna be firmly entrenched into the postseason circle before the end of September. So I'm gonna go over 89.5 wins.
You have Mark Church breaking camp.
Hell of a spring. Hell of a spring thus far. 8 innings pitched, 0 earned runs. What did I do for the Mariners? Do you know, Biebs?
Yes, the Mariners, you were under, Jake was under, Trev was over 87.5.
Oh, shit. I'm taking the Rangers, baby. I set myself up perfectly.
Shit.
Pitching versus hitting. Combine those two teams. Ooh.
Under on the Mariners? Oh, boy.
Yeah, you said Matt Chapman would change your mind. They didn't get
him.
Okay. They didn't get him.
I was over on Houston, I'm hoping.
Houston in 92.5. You were over.
Jesus.
Did I go under on that one?
You went under on Houston. John Boy and Jake went over.
I don't know. I think Texas people heard it in my voice. I'm a big World Series hangover guy. So I think they're going to be dancing, but I think they're like 87, 88. Because I think parts of the regular season, it'll just be like, hey, let's get this guy back and then let's cook when we're ready. So yeah, I'm going slide under with Texas. Regret.
Wow. Trev, you went over.
It's me. It's Morgan Wallen. It's Evan Carter. We're outside in the sticks of Eastern Tennessee. We're fishing for some trout. All of a sudden, we look over our shoulder. Oh, hey, Adolis. Hey, Randy, do you guys want to play a country song too? Yeah, we do. Let's put the boots on. Let's go stomping around that red dirt.
They have the boots on. They're in a skiff. They float by dancing.
We wave. I throw a beer. They catch it. They chug the whole thing.
Well, kind of pour it over their shoulder slash chug. They don't like the beer.
A little bit.
Yeah, they're out.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in, World Series winning Texas Rangers.
We make beans over an open fire, and that's all we eat.
It sounds like nice.
Burning hay kind of smells like skunk.
Whoa.
Is that Randy's voice?
Morgan.
That guitar, Morgan. Get out of here. You know what you're doing with that thing.
Hey, everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.